Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Hope you're all doing well. It's Thursday. The Packers were back on the practice field earlier this afternoon. We got good news in the form of both offensive tackles possibly working team drills. We got David Bakhtiari and Elgton Jenkins out there. The bad news is Allen Lazard, once again, not participating, remained inside with the rehab group. Not trending well for Allen Lazard to make his wide receiver one debut on Sunday against the Vikings. Hope you're all doing well. Good to see everybody in the comment sections. Good to see everyone hanging out and getting ready for the season. Speaking of getting ready for the season, you want to get your tickets. You got to get your tickets for the Packers games. You know where you got to go. You got to go to Ticket King. Our good friends have been based in Wisconsin since 1992 and are staffed with experienced, friendly, and knowledgeable folks that can help you with anything Packers ticket related. They also partner with local Green Bay businesses for tailgates and bus transportation to the games. They are open on game day for last minute tickets, upgrades, and they even have a drive-through window. You can utilize the link in the description of this video on YouTube or go to the Cheesehead TV app. Use the schedule. We have individualized links for each and every game, both home and away. Ticket King is all you need for all your Packers ticket needs. Do it, people. Speaking of doing it, you know you want to join the Carry the G Club. That's right. We're kicking off the 2022 season with a brand new way for Packers fans worldwide to hang out with us here at Cheesehead TV. It's the Carry the G Club here on YouTube. You get custom loyalty badges showing how long you've been a club member. You get special Cheesehead TV emojis featuring Corey and myself, and access to our weekly virtual happy hour to come hang out and talk Packers all year long. Joining the Carry the G Club is as easy as tapping the join button you see on YouTube. Do it, folks. Hope you're all doing well. Hello to everybody in the comments. Randy's here, of course. Big B is here. What's up, Big B? How you doing? Sorry I'm late. It's all right. All you missed is me reading the promos. Can always comfortably get here a couple minutes late and know that, you know, you'll just miss me reading out some stuff for our friends, so to speak. Scott Doc, how you doing, man? Thanks for checking out the stream. Automatic K, I'm so curious as to what the announcement will be. Well, you'll just have to tune in on Sunday, won't you? Yes, we hyped it up pretty good last night. It's very exciting. In case you missed it, during Packer transplants last night, we did say meaning Cheesehead TV, has a major, major announcement that we will be dropping Sunday prior to kickoff of the watch party. Sunday's game will be here live on the YouTube channel, Corey and myself, and we will make a significant announcement here at Cheesehead TV. It's pretty dope, I gotta say. I mean, I don't want to hype it up too much because, you know, it's huge for us, but for other people, maybe not so big, I guess. But it's pretty insane to me. Like, it's absolutely surreal what we're going to be announcing. So, yes, tune in. It's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait. Robin says Dobbs is going for 70 and a TUD. I'm down for it, man. How dope would that be if the rookie fourth round wide receiver just showed up big? Week one. Come on now. I'm down with this. I am down with that. BJ Raji will co-host. How great would that be? I'd be so great. Oh my gosh. Illinois, what's up, man? Thanks for checking it out on Twitch. Is Tonyan 100% ready to go this week? Not necessarily. He is absolutely in line to go as far as he's been working with team drills, been doing everything asked of him, hasn't had a setback, etc. But in no way, shape, or form is he 100% going to play in this game. That has not been determined yet. And I would suspect they'll take it right up to maybe even the morning of. See how his knee is doing, how he's been reacting to each and every practice and throughout the week. And, you know, they monitor everything. And even then, even if everything is A-OK, ship shape, and looks perfect, and they think, wow, you know, he's ready to go, still wouldn't surprise me to see the Packers medical staff say, let's take it a week or two more. It wouldn't surprise me at all. So, yes, as great as it would be to see Tonyan out there, I don't think it's a lock that he plays. I really hope he does. Obviously, I want to see him on the field. I want to see him get back to producing big plays and scoring touchdowns. But, yeah, it's no given. And that's why I kind of went the way I went with the title of this video this afternoon. You know, you got to find some alternative methods of scoring and moving the football. And don't forget, you know, Josiah DeGuara had a touchdown in that building, end of the first half last year. And that was kind of the start. That's what jump started the Packers offense on that play off schedule. Rodgers rolling to his left. DeGuara did a great job on that play, staying alive. Classic scramble drill touchdown. And not that that's the way you want to go. You don't want to plan that. Like, you don't want a bunch of off schedule play yard, schoolyard football stuff. But finding other ways, finding other guys to step up and help you score, help you move the ball, etc., is probably going to be the MO on Sunday, especially if Lazard's unable to go, which sure is trending that way. Guys like Josiah DeGuara, you know, are going to have to step up, and they're going to have to make plays, and they're going to have to contribute. Amari Rodgers will undoubtedly have to be called upon. You know, guys who maybe didn't do a lot last year, especially this week, they're going to have to come to the fore. No doubt about it. David, who wins tonight? I'm gonna take the Bills. You know, I think it's going to be a great game. It's always a bit more. We all get excited for the first game of the season, etc. It rarely lives up to the hype. Sometimes, occasionally. But I still think it'll be a good game, but I do believe the Bills will probably take this one tonight. Nags, what tailgate method do you recommend? Well, it depends on where you are. It depends on how you consume the game. If you like being at the game, if you like being in Lambeau, I certainly would always recommend you go to Lot 1, except not this year because Lot 1's not available. But that means you got to go to Lot 9, which is where a lot of those people have been dispersed to, or Lot 12. But if you're at home, you know, it really depends on your setup. I myself always prefer to have a couple brats and a few beers prior to kickoff, a little pops in you. That's just me. Your methods may vary. William, thank you for the super chat. Let this be the year. Simple, direct, to the point. I like it, William. I like it a lot. Say, Nags, is this year the most vets that are on the bubble trying to get healthy at the complete last minute? Do you remember another year worse than this? Yeah, Kara, that's a good question. I was kind of thinking about that yesterday when they released the injury report, especially when you compare it to the fact that the Vikings have one dude on their injury report. That's it. One defensive lineman. Nobody else. Not a single other soul is on the Vikings injury report. So, yeah, I can't remember this many as far as vets that are kind of borderline will they or won't they play heading into week one. This is certainly unique. You know, I think Matt's done a pretty damn good job in his tenure so far of having guys, you know, knowing when to push, knowing when to kind of pull back, has seemingly had a great handle on rest and recovery being a key component to making sure that guys are available. But yeah, no, it's pretty unique from what I can recall. Haven't heard much on Mercedes this offseason. He's still banging in the run game, hoping to see him leaking out the backside for a big first down again this year. Another good one. Another good point of somebody who will have to contribute and help move the football. You're not going to hear much about Big Dog in, you know, training camp because, A, his main contribution does come in the running game. And you don't rep physically the running game the same way you do in the actual games, obviously. Even when you're going quote full speed, you're still the defense isn't going, you know, they're going thud at best. It's just not as physical as a real football game. And, you know, the opportunities just aren't there. You're doing so many reps and so many different plays. Big Dog will be there when the lights come on. I have little doubt about that. And the other aspect, of course, is Big Dog is getting veteran rest as he was today. But I think you'll see the Big Dog you've come to know and love throughout his tenure in Green Bay as soon as week one kicks off. It's just his type of game doesn't really lend itself to getting tweeted about a lot during practices. That's essentially it. Randy, what's up? Uh-oh. What's going on? A little drama? A little drama in the comment section? Oh boy. I don't like it. I don't like it. Let's play nice, people. Let's play nice. The otherwise excellent transplants jam did you wrong. There should be another bar entitled Ball Game Left where you wipe the floor with Corey. That's good, Michael. Yeah, if you guys haven't seen the new Packer Transplant shirts that just dropped this afternoon, it's a lot of fun. Brent outdid himself. They are hilarious. I love it. Shadid, if Lazard isn't cleared to play, will Winfrey play? I'll bet, this is just guesswork on my part, obviously, but I'll bet even if Lazard is cleared to play, Winfrey will play. I suspect that would have been the plan anyway, but we will see. But I think I talked about this earlier this week. 100% think he'll be up for this game on Sunday as a perimeter guy, somebody who's been in the offense a lot, Rodgers trusts. I'll be shocked. I mean, shocked if he doesn't play on Sunday, regardless of Lazard's status. Ed, thank you for the super chat. This season's Packers win song, top TOP adjacent by Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band. Monday morning PSA for local Bear fans. That's Ed. I like it. LT86, prioritize stopping Cook or stopping Jefferson? Ooh, that's a good question. It's a really good question. I don't know. Can you do both? And what is the definition of prioritizing? Because if you're putting Jair Alexander on Jefferson for, say, 80% of the snaps, is that prioritizing it? Because I like that plan. Also, because it leaves me a safety on one side to drop down into the box and or keep both of those linebackers in. You know, there's a lot of ways to go about it. I don't think they're going to be a game plan where they're like, well, we're going to load up the box to stop Cook and good luck on the outside. But that said, you've got Jair Alexander. He's a pretty significant component. And he's not, you know, it's not automatic. It's Jefferson's still going to get his. We talked about this on Transplants last night. The league is set up for offense, right? The offense has the advantage in almost every single way in regards to the rules, what's allowed, what isn't, etc. It's to the offense's advantage. And a talent like Jefferson is only going to be held in check for so long. He's certainly going to get some catches. He's certainly going to produce at some level. But with Jair there, you think that can be at least mitigated a little bit. I don't know if they commit bodies to Cook in regards to, like, you know, guys in the box. But I think with the additions they've made this offseason, the improvement along the defensive line, the addition of Quay Walker in the draft, and the fact that they'll probably be leaving those guys on the field a lot more, those two backers. I don't know if you have to, like, commit numbers, but I think just by their approach on defense, they should be better set up. But that's the question we're trying to start to get the answer to on Sunday. Because last year, that is something they really struggled with, especially on early downs. Teams average like 4.6 yards per carry, if I'm remembering right, on first down. That ain't great, man. They got to bring that down, and it's going to be tough against a guy as talented as Cook. Packer Man, thank you so much for joining the Carry the G Club. Really appreciate it. What else we got? We got Ryan with a super chat. What's up, man? Can you give us a hint? I'll miss the majority of the game. I have Brewer tickets Sunday. Well, Ryan, you got... This is the year of our Lord 2022. There is the internet. There is a phone. There, you can put it up. I'm not giving you nothing. No, I'm kidding. Give you a hint. I can't. There's not really a great hint I can give that's not going to give it away, unfortunately. Just that it's big. In relation to the fact that it is large. That's it. That's all I got for you. That's it. All I need is a Paul Allen meltdown on Sunday. Man, that would probably make Corey's year. That would be fun. That'd be a good time. Trayson, is Lazard's play easier to replace than our other big players? I think it is. Lazard isn't a Randy Moss, and Dobbs' separation ability looks to be better than Lazard's. Man, that's a big jump. It's a big jump, man. I understand what you're saying, just from a pure kind of physicality, athleticism, etc. stance, but you cannot put a premium on the banked reps that Lazard and Rodgers have together. And what they've undoubtedly worked on all offseason leading up to whenever it was last week that Lazard hurt himself. It's not as easy as flipping a switch and saying, well, just put the rookie in there. I mean, don't forget, I mean, Dobbs has had a really exciting camp and a great preseason, but there have been a number of drops, number of miscues. Remember Rodgers chewing him out one practice when he absolutely blocked the wrong guy and blew up a wide receiver screen all on his own. You know, that's the defense's job. You don't need to do that, son. So as much as you love the idea of Dobbs coming in there and lighting it up, and God, please, yes, I really hope that happens. It is not Madden. You don't just insert another player and go on your merry way. And that's why I said earlier, I would be shocked if Winfrey is not, maybe not fed, maybe not featured, but certainly part of the rotation in a major way, simply because of familiarity, knowing the system, having Rodgers' trust. Rodgers has really talked him up yet again this preseason. So, yeah, I think there's little doubt that you can overcome not having Lazard in the lineup. And that's what I was talking about earlier, as far as needing other guys to step up. But it's not as simple as just insert a rookie who has a little more athleticism and away you go. It's getting a little tougher than that. Lazard's blocking will be missed. Yeah, no doubt. No question about it. Absolutely. My prediction is that Aaron Rodgers will have 350 yards passing and 3 passing touchdowns. Jason, I'm just going to shut down the stream. That sounds good to me. I'm down with this. I'm down with that prediction. Don't sleep on Watson. Zero tape on him. Well, yeah, there's zero tape because they haven't played him because he's coming off a knee injury. Man, I'd love Watson to be out there, but I'm not even sure he's going to be active. LaFleur hasn't even said if he's going to be active yet. Yeah, let's get to the game first. I mean, I'd love Watson to like show up and ball out, but the man has literally not even taken a snap in the preseason. He's a rookie. He's barely played with Rodgers in the offense. Gotta slow down on that one. I think Lazard will. Oh, sorry, guys. Full participation doesn't indicate for sure playing. Absolutely not, man. Not at all. Plenty of instances where somebody's been a full participant all week and not played. You'll get a much better kind of feel standing of where these guys are tomorrow after Friday's injury report is released and you get the out or probable designations, etc. But, you know, also you get a full participant, they can always take a step back. The next day could be listed as something else. You never know. So I try not to really kind of form the idea of, okay, this guy's definitely going to be there until we get to Friday. That's when you're going to have your best kind of sense of things. Just have Watson running around fast. There you go. True Grit's after my heart right here. Run the ball. What an idea. What a concept. Of course, I understand it's always easier to just say run the ball and then having to actually do it are two very different things. Clearly, your job becomes a little easier in that regard if you do have David Bakhtiari and Elgton Jenkins out there. Now, it certainly seems to be that they are trending towards playing after hearing from Matt today and the fact that the guys did do team drills. Let's hope. I'm crossing my fingers here. But, yeah, I love the idea of running the football. I love the idea of getting the ball in Aaron Jones' hands and A.J. Dillon's hands. Let's do it. But, you know, they have to be much better in that area this year than they were last season. And of course, having those two guys out there certainly puts them, gets them headed in the right direction in that regard. Aaron Jones will have a big day. I hope so, Jeremy. I hope they all have big days. Who do you expect to cover KJ Osborne and Irv Smith? Both could be matchup problems for the Pack. Jenny, that's a really good question. We talked a little bit about Osborne on Beer and Ball. If you guys haven't checked out that new podcast that I do with Billy Schmid, I highly recommend you do. It is legit football nerd talk. That's all we do is talk about stuff like that. Both Billy and I say, you know, Osborne, I think, is a really underrated player. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see if they try to jam Rhaegor into the lineup. And I'm fine with that because if that gets Osborne off the field. But as far as who's going to cover him, a lot of that would depend on the call as far as the structure of the defense. I don't think you'll have a guy manned up specifically with him a majority of the time. If he's on the perimeter, he could probably draw Stokes. If he's inside, probably get either Douglas or Quay Walker. And I think Walker is your answer when it comes to Irv Smith. I know Smith clearly missed, I think it was all of last year. Still a really athletic, really talented guy. Really curious to see how they utilize him. But, you know, one of the things that Devondre Campbell did really well last year and has done pretty well throughout his career is cover tight ends. His ability to flip his hips, get up the field, you know, take guys down the seam. He's pretty damn good at it. And Quay Walker looks to be no joke in that area as well. So I would suspect you'll see a lot of that. Like, I know last year they tried Savage and Amos with to match up against some of the tight ends that they faced. They even utilized Kevin King down the stretch last season. I like this matchup a lot better, obviously, with potential of Walker or Campbell kind of being on some of those tight ends. We'll see how they start to deploy guys on Sunday, but that would be my guess sitting here on Thursday afternoon. Andy Herman announcement. I'll be on Andy's show on Tuesday night. I think you guys all saw Andy put it out there into the Twitterverse. He's going to be doing a live show every Tuesday night during the season, I think. I don't know if he's going to be doing it all year long, but starting next Tuesday, and I will be a guest. Myself and Ben Fennell will be joining Andy live Tuesday night, I believe at 7 p.m. Lambeau time. So make sure you check that out on the Pack a Day podcast channel. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to talk about whatever transpires on Sunday. Yes, hopefully a Packers victory. All right, everybody, I got to get going. Can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.